Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in God's infinite mercy. Take a few moments to think about our sinful condition, ways that we have sinned, looking forward, though, to God's complete and full forgiveness. Heavenly Father, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Jesus not only comes to us as an infinite Christmas and in glory at his second coming in his return, but he also comes to you in words of forgiveness and life. As a called and ordained servant of Jesus Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to ask you to rise. We're not going to sing that song of peace, but we are going to share the prayer of the day. Let us pray. You are in our midst, mighty to save. You rejoice over us as our loving Father. When we wonder if Jesus is truly the one, you come to us in your word and refresh our souls. When we wander from you, you remain strong and never give up on us, coming to us again and again. Fill us with your peace, that our lives radiate your goodness to all the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now take some time to hear from God's word with our first reading from the book of Philippians. Congregation may be seated.